Voters in Saratoga Springs elected a new mayor and several other positions last week, and now many signs and election materials need to be taken down. That responsibility falls to the person who put them up in the first place. If that person, often a campaign volunteer, is nowhere to be found, the next person in line is the campaign itself, according to County Supervisor-elect Peter Martin, a Democrat. He says volunteers canvassed the city starting the day after the election to clean up the leftover signs. Each town has its own set of temporary sign laws, and according to Saratoga Springs zoning rules, signs must not be posted for more than 60 days and must be removed within 15 days of Election Day. If candidates post on private property, they must ask permission from the property owner to do so. It's not clear what impact signs have on a race, but candidates don't want to see their name missing from a busy street corner, according to Eileen Finneran, Deputy Commissioner of Public Safety for Saratoga Springs.
Signs don't vote. That's my opinion. People vote, you know, and sometimes people just put signs up because it's historically been asked of them to put signs up.
But when signs are left behind, they often become litter. Voters sent Democrat Joanne Yepsen to a win in the mayoral campaign. Campaign consultant Steve Napier says often volunteers collect their own signs and return them to campaign headquarters. They are then used again for redistribution in future campaigns or recycled.
Typically the same volunteers who put out the signs will try to go back out and recollect them. We also have district leaders. The city's divided into 25 districts who will go out around their districts and pick up the signs and bring them back to headquarters for them to be given back to their respective candidates.
Post-election cleanup is an issue for many cities, and when people in Saratoga Springs fail to pick the signs back up for whatever reason, the responsibility then falls to the city's code enforcement officers. Code enforcement officer Dan Kogan says usually there isn't a problem with sign removal, but signs that disrupt the flow of traffic or become too distracting to drivers on the road present issues. Temporary signs of any sort are not allowed to be placed in intersections where they can affect sight lines or otherwise prove dangerous to traffic in the area. Campaign signs can cost anywhere from $1 to $10 apiece. Earlier this year in Wilton, hundreds of campaign signs were found damaged in the controversial primary campaign for Saratoga County Sheriff. Again, Steve Napier.
Signs aren't cheap, so we save them and use them again year to year.
Napier added that the campaign tried to follow the zoning ordinances.
We are diligent to do our very best to make sure we don't violate any kind of ordinances. But sometimes an overzealous volunteer will put a sign where it shouldn't be. And then if we notice it or if somebody in the community alerts us to it, we go correct it right away.
In a small city like Saratoga Springs, where television advertising might not be as prevalent as in major media markets, campaign signs can be key for candidates in search of name recognition. Eileen Finneran worked on the campaign for the Democratic incumbent candidate for Commissioner of Public Safety, Chris Mathiesen.
They wouldn't know you're running if you don't have a sign. You know, people who are day-to-day people who don't necessarily pay attention to the elections till right before they have to vote.
She said that without sign coverage, it's hard for candidates to get their name out so people know they are running. Although the Department of Public Safety has received plenty of complaints in years past, this year in particular didn't have many reported problems.
Thinking back to actually last year, we got a lot of complaints last year. This year, to be honest, we didn't get, not that I know of, we didn't get very many at all. And I think part of that is the committee chairs on both sides of the aisle spoke to each other and said, let's really get a handle on the signs this year and pay more attention to where they are and to definitely taking them up after the election.
Reporting from Saratoga Springs, I'm Patrick Garrett for WAMC News.